The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, knocked him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. It's Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2015. Welcome to the Philly Press Box Radio Roundtable, brought to you by shopforkisses.org, the online shopping network of the Kisses for Kyle Foundation. I'm Bill Furman. I'll be your host tonight, along with my special guest co-host, the sponsor of our weekly trivia question and owner of Carl's Cards and Collectibles, Carl Henderson, will be sitting in for my partner, Jim Chet Chesko, tonight. Chet has some school obligations to take care of today, but we'll certainly be back next show. Carl, welcome to your very first visit to the Philly Press Box Radio Roundtable.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, hey, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, including the Phillies teasing us, you know, and now they've fallen 13, 14, 15 games below 500. Who knows where it's going to end up? They're headed in the wrong direction. With all that, the trade talks are started up again, so we'll talk some about that. The Eagles have held their first OTAs with the only player not in attendance, starting pro ball guard Evan Mathis. And I know you're a huge hockey fan, so I want to get your take on Kimo Tiimonen and Braden Coburn, and, of course, Matt Carl as well, all playing for Stanley Cups, which get underway tonight right at the close of our show at 8 o'clock. And also, we'll have our trivia question tonight to win three signed 8x10 photos if you answer one question. That's one of Bill Berge, one of Paul Hornung, and one of Ken Iman to the first caller that can call in and correctly answer the trivia question. So our shopforkisses.org phone line to answer that trivia question is 929-477-2855. You can write that down, 929-477-2855. So, Carl, I'm going to get this question out for our listeners, and then we'll get busy.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Eagles question. In the Andy Reid era, 1999 through 2012, how many times did the Eagles win 10 or more regular season games? Not playoff games included, 10 or more regular season games in the Andy Reid era, 1999 to 2012. Okay, again, for any listeners that would like to call in and talk to Carl or ask him a question or wish him happy 20th anniversary, please feel free to do that throughout the show. It's the same shopforkisses.org phone line as the trivia question, 929-477-2855. Well, Carl, let me be the first one to say happy 20th anniversary to Carl's Cards. I understand the anniversary is actually in June, so we're right on time. And although you've been celebrating it all year there at the store, tell me how did Carl's Cards get started, and how did you endure when many, many stores over the years have come and gone, and you're still there after 20 years in the area?
Well, thank you. Certainly appreciate you having me on. I can't believe 20 years has passed that fast, because we've enjoyed every day of it. But it started out very small, you know, very quaint little store that, you know, I thought wasn't going to last the 3-year lease that I had signed. And before I knew it, the 3 years was up and we were moving down the street to a much larger store. And we needed to have an attraction. We needed to have a guest. So we brought in Bernie Parent as our guest to open the new store, free autograph. We rocked Havertown. It was awesome. And we started doing this whole autograph thing. And
when you started out, did you start out more as a card store, and it kind of evolved into to memorabilia and autographs as the business has sort of evolved everywhere as far as that went?
Pretty much. The card thing was in the tail end of, you know, being so popular because that was, 1995. So you had already had the big run, you know, when the cards were hot and everybody had to have them, had to buy them. You know, it was an investment and so on and so forth. So I always dabbled in the autograph things because I did shows and, you know, autograph guests were always there. So I was always buying new inventory and, you know, just planning for the future, I guess.
But now you, your wife Sue is an important part of your your store, and I know your daughter Lauren also helps you out a lot, and she's connected with the Cole Hamels Foundation, I understand. And does she work both of those jobs with you and keep this thing running?
She is she's a huge part. She's a huge part of all of the marketing, the internet, all of that sort of stuff. And Sue, you know, she's the first person everybody gets to meet as soon as they walk in the door, you know, especially the day, you know, of a signing to buy a ticket or to be greeted. It's truly a family run business. I've got a couple of friends, Steve Harris, Skip Vaughn, you know, who help me out all the time. I've got a couple other people that, you know, help us out from time to time as well. But, you know, it's just, it's become such a big part of the business. And as I was saying, you know, earlier before we got started, you know, the autograph thing has just, it's evolved into, you know, the daily business.
Right. Well, now is, Lauren is a Penn State Nittany Lion graduate, I understand. So are you a huge Nittany Lion fan, I would assume, and your family?
I was a huge Penn State fan long before Lauren chose to go to school there. And I was extremely proud when she chose to go there. So we had a lot of fun with that. She graduated actually 2012. She's a very loyal, you know, alumni. She was up there actually writing for the Collegian during the whole Joe Paterno debacle.
Oh, really?
she got hit with eyes wide open with that whole thing.
Wow, I bet. Wait, listen, we have a caller here. Let's maybe they have the answer to our trivia question, or maybe they just want to speak to Carl Henderson. Let's see who we have. Hello, welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
This is the first mate to Captain Kool-Aid.
Oh my goodness, we have, this must be the alter ego, Danny Bevins.
This is the alter ego.
All right. What do you got for us tonight, brother?
Well, first I'd like to say thank you to Carl for always donating great prizes for the trivia questions that we have. And secondly, I'd like to say, I've only been in this store once. It was a couple months ago when I was up visiting my daughter. I live in Florida. And it was fantastic. I can't wait to go back, really. I actually walked in there looking for something specific and walked out of there with something different and forgot to get what I wanted to get. So I have an excuse to go back.
Right. There you go. Well, I told you it was like a kid in a Philly candy store.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Henderson. That's awesome. Great.
Danny, thanks for the call, and thanks for coming in the store. Unfortunately, I was in Florida at the time, as you know, but I understand you bought a great piece. I hope you're enjoying it.
Absolutely. It's my centerpiece, actually, now. Yeah, definitely. It's
very
awesome.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
I feel like we've known each other for a very long time because I follow you guys all around. So, welcome to the family.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, Danny, do you have a shot at the trivia question tonight?
I got a shot at it. I think I have the answer for you. I hope I do.
Okay. Lay it on us. So, what you got? Well, let me read the question for you, just so you don't get confused.
Okay.
All right. In the Andy Reid era, 1999 to 2012, how many times did the Eagles win 10 or more regular season games?
All right. Before I give the answer real quick, I'm just going to say I wasn't able to consult with the captain on this one, so I'm on my own.
Okay. There you go. Well, you've got a better chance of getting it right.
I'm going to say 8 seasons with 10 or more wins, a regular season.
The answer is 8 seasons. You're correct. 2000,
right.
2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2006, 2009, and 2010.
Yeah.
So you are the winner again, Danny Bevins.
I am. I'm almost feeling bad about this. I mean, I'm not giving anybody a chance.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any rule that says everybody has to have a fair chance. It's whoever calls first.
Well, congratulations, Danny. Well deserved.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right, Danny. Well, we certainly appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem. I'll be listening in every time. I love the show. Greatest show.
All right,
show
I got one quick question. I do have one quick question for you before you go.
Okay.
Lightning or Blackhawks?
Blackhawks. Kimmo Tiiminen.
Kimmo Tiiminen. Okay.
Well,
Danny, thanks.
I like
appreciate it.
I like you even more, Danny.
I would have maybe said Tampa Bay. But since Kimo's playing for the Blackhawks, I'm kind of rooting for him.
All right. We appreciate it.
All right.
We got another call.
All right.
Danny, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll get that package out to you.
Thanks,
all
Danny.
Right. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Ed formerly from Drexel Hill, now from Ocean View, New Jersey.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
I like you better in Drexel Hill.
Yeah, I could visit the store a lot more from Drexel Hill, huh, Carl?
How are you?
I first want to say congratulations on 20 years, even though I've only known you for about 3. But you've supplied my sports room with plenty of memorabilia, that's for sure.
Good. It's looking good.
That's awesome.
I'm following the pictures.
Yeah, well, we just added to it from the show the other day, too, you know.
All right.
And thanks to you for all the balls that I got signed. yeah, Lorraine hates you. No. I wanted to ask, who was your favorite signer that you've brought in, and who was the one person that you wish you could get but you still haven't been able to get a hold of?
Well, this would have been an easy question to answer a while ago, but with the passing of Chuck Bednarik, he was my all-time favorite Eagle, my all-time favorite person, my all-time favorite guest. I just enjoyed every time, you know, he came because he had so many stories. It was phenomenal. It was just. You know, and just recent, I guess, a couple of years ago when we matched him up with Bergie in the store together, it was fantastic.
I had Chuck.
Yeah, I had Chuck a few times. You know, I mean, he was great. He was great to everybody. And I just loved him as a human being. I know a lot of people, you know, have their mixed feelings about him, but I just, you know, he's my... You know, they're running a contest here in Philadelphia in one of the TV stations, and he's my all-time Philly tough guy, you know,
yeah.
bar none. And part two to that question, Ron Hextall. If there's anybody that I could have walk through the door, it would be Ron Hextall.
That'd be cool. When he comes, I'll be there, I swear.
Hexy's my guy. Hexy's my guy. Ever since he went after Chelios in the... You know, in that game after Chelios ran Brian Propp, that's my hero.
That's cool.
So,
cool.
Hexy's
congratulations again, and I'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you calling in.
Talk to
you
later.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Thanks, man. See ya.
All right. You know, Carl, that's they were two great questions. And actually, fortunately, on the 10 and 5 that we're going to do a little later on where I'm going to put you on the hot seat, both of those were questions that I had for you. So, fortunately, I prepared more than 10. But those were great questions that Ed asked. And actually, the Bednarik was actually my number one question to you. You know, who was your favorite Philadelphia sports athlete in any sport as a fan?
Sorry about that.
No, that's good. That's good. That's a great question. And I actually, I can't say I'm surprised about Chuck Bednarik, but knowing you and knowing me and knowing I never saw Chuck play, I know you didn't either. And but obviously there's the legend of Chuck Bednarik, and you got to know him as a person. That's really cool.
Yeah, just unbelievable. You know, got to meet his wife as well and dealt with his son-in-law a little bit and know the family and just a great person.
Very good. Wait, as far as Carl's Cards goes in the future, I mean, you know, you probably can't run forever, but are you planning on sticking right where you are and continuing to do what you're doing? Is retirement close by or expanding the business anything like that?
As far as expansion, no. I've always said, you know, one store is more than enough for me to handle. As far as retirement, that's a great question because, you know, you and I have talked many times and, you know, I have visions one day of retiring to the Florida area.
Right.
I hope I'm able to see through that. I'm 58, so I got a few more years to go and, you know, hopefully the good Lord will see me through all of that and my family as well. And, you know, maybe, I don't know. This is a tough one. I would love to hand the keys to my daughter, but I just don't know if she's wanting any part of that.
Right. Well, I wanted to touch on something else that you do a whole lot of, I know, and you do it kind of under the radar, I think. The people that are your regular customers and your friends know this, but you do an awful lot of things locally for charities and things like that with raising money and even doing what do you call it, where you set up at auctions for charities and things like that. How does that all happen and what kind of got you into being such a guy that wanted to help the community?
Well, you know, a couple of the local people had come to us and asked us, you know, were we interested in getting involved? And, you know, it was a great question. It was something that, you know, we probably hadn't looked at. But with my daughter involved, we started doing some small things. I can remember the very first one was a Monday night. We set up at a local pub. They packaged up boxes to send to the troops over in Afghanistan every year for Christmas, 400 boxes. So I set up a small auction thing, and lo and behold, you know, we raised over $1,000 for them that night. You know, I brought some interesting items. You know, you set a low, you know, minimum to cover the cost of the item and hope to make some money for the event to pay for the shipping of the boxes in this particular case. And it worked out really well. And it just, like anything else, word gets out, you know. The big one that we've been doing now for 3 years is with the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Society. Excuse me. And that one has done extremely well. And most of it's through local connections. People, you know, hear about it and they want to get involved. And, you know, what can we do? You know, how can we do it?
Very cool. Now, I know you have one going on now. Is that completely sold out? You want to explain to the listeners a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, we just ran one for a local school teacher, Harry Crossgrove, good friend, been coming to the store for oh gosh, well over 10 years. And Harry had a, you know, had a little bit of a, you know, a weight issue, and he was a young man, and needed to do something about it. So he put himself to the grind and, you know, lost, I think he started at 560 pounds and he's down to 240. And
wow.
He needs some surgery. He needs some surgery that I guess his insurance company will not cover. So we decided to run a little event where we sold 50 raffle tickets for $25 a piece to help raise, you know, some money, nice chunk of money, you know, to the tune of about $1,000, where we're going to, you know, present to Harry at an event next Saturday, actually. And we sell these 50 tickets. They're 25 bucks a piece. So you got a 1 in 50 chance of winning one of four very nice framed jerseys. The four players were Perrant, Lindros, Carlos Ruiz, and Reggie White. So really four nice prizes, and it sold out, you know, within a week, which we were really proud of. We've got some great people that follow us and support us, and you know, I can't thank them enough.
And you didn't call me, so I guess I didn't win.
Well, I didn't want to ruin any more surprises, but Don Money is going to pull the winning ticket on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Well,
so,
tell Don,
so,
pick me a winner.
There you go. There you go. So I appreciate your support as well. I'm hoping to do a video on it, and we'll put that up on the website so everyone can take a look. So that's what we got going on this Saturday.
Very good. Well, you mentioned about frame jerseys. Now, you do full customized framing, right? And I don't know that that's something that you always did, but now you'll frame up jerseys for people and photos and just about anything they want framed, right?
We do a full service frame of just about anything. I had a woman walk in the other day with a beautiful print of Boathouse Row in Philadelphia, and she asked me, you know, what can you do for me? So I presented. She was extremely happy. So we not only do we do sports, but we'll do, you know, we'll do any type of framing. So yeah, that's become a big part of our business as well.
Very good. So if somebody came in and they wanted something customized, I'm just going to make something up here as I go, maybe like a graduation portrait with a graduation announcement and the certificate and all that, you could do all that?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Very
We've
good.
Done many of those, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
team,
good.
Team colors and everything comes out gorgeous. And they can visit the website. We can give that information at the end of the show. I've got a lot of examples up on the website.
Sure. Well, go ahead and throw it out there right now. What's your website? Put it out there for them.
There you go. Appreciate that. It's www.carlscards.com. And it's real easy. There's the top toolbar. You can, you know, visit the whole website. And like I said, there's a framing location, and you can check out all the pictures. We've got plenty of examples of all different kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's carlscards.com.
Okay, and how about throw out your phone number, too, for people that just want to call and maybe ask you some questions about it and, you know, the different things you have in the store if they're new to you and any other questions they might have.
Sure. 610-789-4996. That's 610-789-4996. And we're open every day, 7 days a week. So good chance you're going to get me on the telephone.
Very good. Well, okay. Well, listen, we're getting close to our 10 and 5, that dreaded 10 and 5 hot seat made famous, at least on this show, by Chet. This is where you get to – I get to ask you 10 questions, and you get 30 seconds or less to answer them. And But before we do that, I think you have a special announcement, signing announcement that you'd like to make. Let's go ahead and get that out for the fans.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we were fortunate enough to just get the contract in the mail, and we've got Hall of Fame Phillies pitcher Jim Bunning coming in the store on Saturday, August the 1st. So we're pretty excited about that. That's also alumni weekend here at the Phillies, so there's going to be a lot of, you know, former players in town, but we were able to lock up Jim, and we had Jim a few years ago, but he was a senator then, so he was limited as to the things that he could sign. So we're hoping to get some neat stuff signed. So that's Jim Bunning on Saturday, August the 1st.
Very good. That'll be a great guest. What is Jim probably now, 75, 77 years old, something like that, I would guess?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, he's closing in on 80. He's got a lot of good stories.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you a quick Jim Bunning story of my own. A good friend of mine down here pitched for the Detroit Tigers back in the day. Got to the show for long enough to have a rookie card in the 1963 set. He's actually the one that taught my kids how to pitch as little leaguers, and that worked out pretty well, actually. But he was Jim Bunning's roommate with the Detroit Tigers way back in the day in 1963. So I saw Jim at a function one time, and I mentioned that, and he thought about it, you know, because he's met like, you know, 200,000 people, and he's like, oh yeah, now I remember. So yeah, it was pretty cool. But yeah, my buddy was Jim Bunning's roommate back in the day.
That's interesting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
small
awesome.
Small world, isn't it?
Small world, absolutely.
All right. Well, here you go. Are you ready for the 10 in 5 hot seat?
All right.
Here we go. These are easy. You can do it. Okay. You already answered number one, as we said, was the Chuck Bednarik question. But here we go. You can have one ticket to Game 7 of the World Series, the Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals, to see the Phillies, Flyers, or 76ers, or the Super Bowl to see the Eagles. Which one are you picking?
Game 7 of the Flyers.
Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals with the Flyers. Very good. Good answer.
Yes.
And I thought you were. And I thought you would go that way. All right. Okay, next up. How many athletes do you think that you have had do signings over the 20 years?
You talking a total number here?
Yeah, just a random number. But I mean, 100, 500?
I'll say 600.
Wow. And they're not all athletes, obviously. After I wrote the question, I thought, you know, just recently you've had Ray Didinger, Lauren Hart, Lou Nolan, and others like that. So, but really, I was just looking for autograph guests. 600, that's amazing. If they've been through this town, they pretty much have been through Carl's Cards.
Thank you.
What athlete would you say has been the nicest to you, the fans, and just great for business? Would that also fall into the Chuck Bednarik answer?
Well, can I get a 1 and a 1A?
Sure.
I got to throw my buddy Bernie Perron in the mix because he's a friend. He's just an all-around good guy, and he's everybody's friend. He's just a great guy. You know, never forgets you. He acknowledges everyone. You know, he's great with the kids. You know, he's just great with everybody in general. So I'd have to go, and no particular order either. It would be Chuck or Bernie, Bernie or Chuck.
Two Philadelphia legends, certainly.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go the other direction. What athlete would you never have back?
Oh, boy. You are putting me on the hot seat. Well, now that he's not in Philadelphia, it's a lot easier for me to throw his name out there. But I probably had my worst experience with DeSean Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was not a memorable night.
Gotcha. Now, was that early in his career or just in general? Just didn't work out.
It was his second year in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he just, you know, I can just see it. I can't get the flashbacks out of my head. It was that bad.
Wow. Well, and you know, yeah. That's not the one I didn't know about that, but you know, there was another one that I happened to be in the store at in the morning when a certain Philly center fielder didn't make his appearance. That's who I thought you were going to go with.
It would have been easy. That would have been a very easy choice, but I've let that one go. That one's already come and gone.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this one. Who has been the biggest fan draw to Carl's Cards, the 1980 Phillies or the Broad Street Bullies?
Can I throw another category in there?
Sure.
The 2008 Phillies.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, We had Jason Worth in January. I guess they won in what, October? We had him a couple months later, and I swear the police came and they shut down the street because there was so much traffic.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that surprises me a little bit because I know some of those guys are just very expensive and very difficult to get, or you haven't chosen to get them. That surprises me that you would throw that team out there.
Yeah. Well, we started that whole thing in 07, actually bringing a lot of those guys in, Victorino, Worth, Dobbs. There was half a dozen of them, and we started in 07 actually, and then got to bring them back in after they won in 08. So it worked out very nicely. Now I haven't had the big boys, you know, I haven't had Howard or Utley, but Carlos has been here five or six times. And he draws extremely well every time.
Very good. Okay. Next up, you're getting close here. What is the most expensive item that you've ever sold? Don't need the price necessarily, but what was the item?
We've had a few nice relics. Most recently, a Jackie Robinson rookie card. That was a nice item. I had a Ty Cobb pin, a press pin. Are you familiar with the press pins that they did back?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are very highly sought after, and that was a great item. What else? There's been quite a few things.
Do you have a lot of people that club? Just kind of walk in with those sort of things and say, "Look, I've got this and I want to get rid of it." You know, are you interested in buying?
Yes.
Does that happen a lot anymore?
It does. It still does because people don't want to go through the process trying to sell it, you know, on the internet, or, you know, waiting for, you know, an auction house, you know, to get back to them. So yeah, it does, you know, it
okay.
does. It doesn't happen as much, but it's still, you know, it still comes in the door.
Gotcha. What is the prize of Carl's personal collection that is not for sale?
Couple of things hockey related. I got a gorgeous Gretzky Lemieux piece. I've got a real nice Bobby Clark item. It's a water print 101. Can I put you on hold for one sec?
Sure. he's running his business. Got to do what he's got to do. I hope we didn't lose Carl. We do have a few more questions that we're going to ask him, so we'll get our 10-5 finished here shortly, but we'll see what Carl's up to, and then we're going to get along with our sponsor. Let's go ahead and we'll thank our sponsor right now, and we'll take care of that. We want to thank our sponsor, shopforkisses.org, the online shopping network of the Kisses for Kyle Foundation, by logging on to www.shopforkisses.org's website. You become connected with over 3,000 stores, including all the ones you already shop at. Every purchase made gets you cash back, and each purchase benefits the Kisses for Kyle Foundation, which helps families dealing with childhood cancer throughout the Delaware Valley. If you have any questions, contact Bob Sullivan at bobsullivan.shopcom@gmail.com or give him a call at 484-319-8043. Carl, we have you back?
I'm back with you.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, let's get these last couple questions through, and then we have another caller waiting for us. So let's move along.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Is there an item that you have sold that you wish you hadn't sold?
Another great question. Probably not, because I tend to not fall in love, and if I do, I take it home immediately. So no, I don't really think there is.
Okay. See, that's my problem. I get this stuff, but I don't want to part with it. I say I'm going to part with it, and then I don't want to part with it. Okay, we're down to two more. All right, you ready? Here we go. What does Carl Henderson do for fun besides work at Carl's Cards and go to the ball games?
Go to hockey games.
That's it, ball games, hockey games. Okay. And last question. What would you be doing for a living if you didn't have Carl's Cards?
Probably be in I was in sales for 20 years prior to opening the store. I started in the steel business right out of high school. Had a couple of great opportunities, couple of great jobs. So I would be in sales.
Very good. Okay. Well, listen, we have a caller. Let's take this call, and then we'll get back on some other things. Maybe. There we go. Hey, welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Harry.
Hey, Harry. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I've been going to Carl's now for, actually, he said 10 years, but 15 years. And
no way. Welcome. How are you? Gotta hear your voice.
Sorry, it sounds different on the cell phone, I guess.
This is Mike.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, my question is, if you had somebody outside of Philadelphia sports, I always meant to ask this question, never did, or a legend that has long since passed away to have in your store, who would it have been?
That's a great question. I'm so tied to Philly sports. It's crazy. And you know, both you guys know that. That's a great question. You know, Harry, you got me. You stumped me.
Well, let me see if I can help out, because I had a question that I was still going to ask you, and it's somewhat along the same lines, Carl, is – I know you have a great relationship with the house, with Mark and Marty and Gordie Howe, and I know you think the world of Gordie Howe, and And I was going to ask you about that whole relationship, and maybe that falls into a guy that didn't come to your mind that that Harry's asking about.
Yeah, Gordy was Gordy would have been a great answer. I was probably going along the lines of, you know, somebody more current, I guess. You know, because there's a couple of current guys out there. You know, one being, you know, if I had my choice, you know, would be like a Mike Trout, you know, kind of guy.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, maybe you can get him. Get him out of the 700 level and down to the Eagles game, and we'll bring him over to the store.
There you go. I would love that.
All right. Harry, anything else for Carl?
That's it. I plan on being there next Saturday, so I'll see him next Saturday.
All right.
Bill,
appreciate the call.
One last thing before you let Harry go. He threw out the first pitch at the Reading game for us Friday night and did a great job.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Great job, Harry. Yep. Hey, congratulations on what you've done so far.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Harry.
Carl, we have another caller for you. Hello, welcome to the show.
And yes, I'd like to wish Carl a happy anniversary. This is his buddy from down in Florida.
But
which one?
Might this be Adam?
Not Grizzly Adams. Last time I seen you was St. Patty's Day at the Phillies in Clearwater.
Joe Stinger, how are you?
All right, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling.
It's great to hear you on the radio, and congratulations. You're 20 years there. I think 16 of them I was around. So I appreciate everything you've done, and I have a lot of memorabilia to remember.
You know, there's not a day that doesn't go by that the name Joe Stinger doesn't pop up somewhere.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Thank you.
Say hello to the family and say hello to Sue especially.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. Carl, we're going to jump over and since we're out of callers, at least for the moment, but I wanted to – we have a question that somebody sent me. Actually, it was Danny sent me, and he wanted to get your take on what you think about the Eagles' quarterback position. Is it an upgrade? Are you okay with how that all went down?
You know, I think I'm like everybody else. You know, we're kind of like in a wait-and-see kind of pattern here to see Bradford is healthy. I think if he's healthy, I think it's an upgrade. I think it's a very risky move by Chip, but I think it's one that, you know, he feels, you know, it was worth the gamble.
Yeah, you know, I guess my take on that is it's a real mystery to me that of all the moves that were made, this is probably the biggest mystery to me for the fact that, you know, you traded your quarterback, you traded the second-round draft pick, and you're paying a guy $13 million, and he's on a one-year deal. It's really puzzling to me. Of all the things that have happened, this is the one that's really questionable.
Well, let me throw this scenario at you. He's healthy. He's proven healthy. They get off to a good start. Halfway through the season, they decide to re-up his contract. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I mean, if he's playing well, but I think when you talk about re-upping him, you're probably talking 4 to 6 years for $70 to $80 million. You know, I don't think you're not going to sign him to a 2-year deal or something like that, or he's going to test free agency. And if he's having a good year, then he's got an opportunity to get paid a lot of money by somebody, and he's going to be gone. So I think you're committed. You know, you're either going to say, you know, they're not going to be successful, and he's going to go away, and it's a 1-year mistake, and you start over, or you say, this is the guy we're hitching on to, and we got him for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. That, to me, that's what's the riskiest part about it.
And that's a big gamble.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it may work out great, you know, but his injury history isn't good, and I don't know that we know if he can be a good quarterback or not, because he hasn't really stayed healthy enough since early in his career to really know that. So it certainly is
correct.
A gamble, and,
yep.
And I have no real big thing for Nick Foles, whether he's this or that. I just think they paid an awful lot of money for a guy and gave up a lot between the money and the draft pick to get rid of a quarterback they already had. So that's interesting. Let's jump over real quick as time's getting away from us. I wanted to talk to you about the Phillies a little bit and all the trade possibilities. And as we mentioned, you have a little bit closer connection to Cole Hamels than anybody else that we know. How do you see that going down? Do you see Hamels, Utley, Howard, Papelbon, the same cast of characters being moved?
Well, as far as the Hamels thing, I don't know any more than anybody else. You know, there's not a whole lot of talk internally, you know, that I can certainly share. But the Phillies need to do something and do something quick. Otherwise, they're not going to get anything for any of these guys. And I really don't know what Ruben's waiting for or asking for, you know, with Hamels. His asking price must be extremely, extremely large at this point.
Well, yeah, but I think to Ruben's credit, at least on this one, it is a top-line starter. I mean, you're talking one of the very elite in the National League or in all of baseball. I certainly wouldn't be giving him away for a song. And it can't be these guys like Tommy Joseph that, unfortunately, you know, isn't going to make it when he was the key to a trade that, and he was a can't-miss guy. Well, he missed. He's got concussions. He's got issues. And, unfortunately, the guy's probably never going to make it to the big leagues. And you can't get rid of a guy like Cole Hamels and have that happen.
I'm a believer that, you know, let's be buyers instead of sellers. Let's pick up a couple pieces, you know, and put this thing, you know, let's put a Band-Aid on this thing. You know, let's go get a couple of pieces, because with the couple of young players that you do have, you know, you can certainly put a Band-Aid on this and try to improve the team a little bit. So let's hang on to these guys. You know, Howard's proven that he's healthy again. Utley went through a bad streak. You know, he's starting to hit the ball again. So, you know, why can't we be buyers? I mean, there's certainly enough money to go around.
Yeah, and you know, I guess the big question is, are these guys going to be finished or on the downside before they get any good? You know, and you know how I feel about Papelbon. You know, forget the personality. The guy's a Hall of Fame closer. But his last two games that he's pitched, well, before last night, were meaningless games. They were up 5 runs in one and down 5 runs in the other in 10 games or 10 days. He gets two opportunities to pitch in meaningless situations. That's just no good, and especially when you're having to pay a guy that much, and he is certainly a fantastic closer.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's a shame for him, you know, he's become the Phillies' all-time leading saver, and, you know, how many of those games have been meaningful? So, you know, you kind of feel for him a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's talk Flyers real quick. As we mentioned, you're a diehard Flyers fan, and we've got a new coach in town. We've got a load of draft picks in this draft. We've got some young kids down in the minor leagues that are supposed to be getting real close to coming up. How do you feel about the future for a team that hasn't made the playoffs?
There's a lot of work to be done. I think you know, there's a couple of veterans that are on the squad that, you know, they've got to somehow you know, they're kind of in the same situation the Phillies are in. You know, the players have gotten older. You know, they're making a lot of money, you know, and they become, you know, parts that, you know, they just, they're not tradable. So, you know, you've got to wait to the contracts expire. But I love the future. I think the future is absolutely with Hextall, you know, bringing in a lot of these young guys, drafting well. I think the future is extremely bright. So I'm very excited about it. But also, I think, you know, we're going to have to go through some more growing pains, you know, to get to that point.
Are you willing to be patient another year or two for that to happen if they don't get much better yet and don't make the playoffs?
I think you have to. I really believe you have to. Only because I think the plan, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit of what the Sixers, you know, are doing. You know, they don't have the same rules in hockey that they do in basketball. So, you know, you just can't dump those salaries. So, I mean, I like the plan. And personally, yeah, I think, you know, another year and, you know, we could be looking at big things.
Very good. Well, speaking of the Sixers, let's jump over there. The Sam Hinkie plan, the tanking of seasons, you on board? You or watching cautiously?
I'm watching cautiously because I just, you know, I think he threw us all a big knuckle curve, you know, when he got rid of Michael Carter Williams, you know, although I think he was trying to trade him from the night he drafted him. But I really thought he was going to fit in with, you know, with what the coach wanted to do. But sitting on the third pick coming up, I mean, what do you do? I mean, if there's another big man sitting there or do you pass? You know, this is an interesting year for the draft for them to see what direction they go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I just hope that they've decided that it's time to turn the corner and go the other way. Let's get done with all the tanking. Let's move forward. We should have the pieces we need. You know, let's get done with all that and let's start heading in the other direction. If that's the case, then I can certainly be on board one more season as, you know, we go from up into the, hopefully into the 30s with wins and then get better from there as these kids get a little more mature and a little more NBA experience. I hope that's the way it goes.
Well,
okay. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just was going to finish up with, it's going to be an interesting year. Depending upon which way they go, you know, if they draft this kid Russell, you know, he could be their guard that they need. So, you know, we can all keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm kind of excited to see the two big men on the floor at the same time. I, you know, when we had D Lineham the other day, we asked her about that, and she said that she had never seen them on the court together. So not even in practice. So you know, it'll be interesting to see how the Twin Towers go together when they get here.
Okay, sure will.
Two last things for
it.
You. Absolutely. Okay. Two last things for you. As we mentioned, Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay Lightning, Chicago Blackhawks, Kimmo Timonen, Braden Coburn, Matt Carl. Who's going to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup, my friend?
Well, this is tugging at my heart, you know, this pick, because as much as I hate to see, you know, the Hawks get another Stanley Cup, I Kimmo deserves to win a cup so much that I that's the direction I'm going, and I hope he gets to play. I hope he's not a healthy scratch every night. I just hope he gets to like he said, to put the skates on one last time and hoist Lord Stanley on the way out the door.
That would be quite a finish to a real class guy, certainly. Well, speaking of championships, will it be LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers or Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors winning the NBA crown that gets started later in the week?
Well, I just want to know who's going to shut down Steph Curry. Who's going to shut him down? Who's going to play defense?
Right. He's a machine, no doubt. But I have to say, and, you know, there's a whole lot of people that for some reason don't like LeBron James, but he's pretty much packed this team on his shoulders and carried them through the playoffs without a whole heck of a lot of help. And, you know, if he pulls off winning this championship, you want to talk about a jump for the legacy. Not that he should really need a jump, I don't think, but because he's done so much already. But I'm gonna go Cleveland, and I'm going to go with LeBron. Just because I hope he wins.
Right. I mean, it's a great choice. You know, LeBron's done a lot of great things in basketball, and going back home to Cleveland, you know, certainly, you know, has put that town, you know, back on the map, you know, much needed. So, you know, from that standpoint for the, you know, the fans, you know, that would be an awesome pick because, I think the Warriors are built for, you know, for the long haul. They got a lot of young players on that team.
Yes, they do. Well, hey, we're getting close to the top, so let's update the signing list that you've got going on at Carl's Cards and Collectibles. As you mentioned, we have Don Money coming in on June the 6th this weekend, and of course the Rifle Reggie Leach is still on the list. He's going to be there on June the 13th, and I'm sure you're expecting another great turnout for that. The Broad Street Bullies never seem to get old.
And only in years, but they're the best. They're the best.
Absolutely.
They're the best people.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned earlier, Hall of Famer Phillies pitcher Jim Bunning on August the 1st. That will be really cool. Go ahead and give your phone number out again, Carl, to the listeners, as well as your website for them.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. It's 610-789-4996, 610-789-4996, and the website is carlscards.com. And you know, like I said, I'm here most of the time, so if you call in, you're probably going to get to talk to me. So anybody have any questions, or if I can help them with anything, you know, even if it's leading them, you know, somewhere to, you know, figure something out, I'll be more than happy to lend my experience. So feel free to give a call.
Awesome. Very good. Okay, well, that gets us to the top of the hour. So I'd like to thank you, Carl, for joining us. And happy anniversary, happy 20th anniversary to Carl's Cards. And appreciate you co-hosting with me tonight and for your continued support of the show. I'd like to thank Mary Flanagan, our marketing extraordinaire behind the scenes, and our sponsor, ShopForKisses.org, the online shopping network of the Kisses for Kyle Foundation. For Jim Chachesko, this is Bill Furman, hoping you enjoyed the show, and we'll join Philly Press Box Radio on Wednesday, June 17th. You can listen through our Facebook page and like our Philly Press Box Radio page on Facebook or on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Philly Press Box Radio. You can also like our Blog Talk Radio page and get all of our updates there as well. Also, for our show next week, in 2 weeks from today, what we're going to do is we are going to hold our second Philly Press Box Radio Hall of Fame show. So we'll be putting more information out about that and get the fans involved as well. We appreciate you listening, and high hopes, Philadelphia sports fans.